We have seen that complexity is the central feature of personal development. As the years pass, physical and mental maturation provide new skills to the individual, and society expects increasingly productive and responsible behavior. Many people go through life never quite finding a way to match their talents to what is expected of them. They feel either that life is passing them by, marooned in loneliness, their talents remain useless or undeveloped, or that they are being crushed by excessive demands from relatives and bosses, never able to find time for themselves. Those who are able to find the middle way weave opportunities and abilities together in an enjoyable progress toward complexity. Our research shows that teenagers who are in flow more often develop more productive habits. Not only are they much happier and more optimistic and have higher self-esteem, but they study more, are involved in active leisure more, and spend more time with friends, a finding that is independent of income, parental education, and social status. Adults who are more often in flow are not only happier, but they spend significantly more time at work actually working instead of gossiping, reading the papers, or surfing the web. Children's ability to experience flow is made possible in part by having access to social capital, the infrastructure that is in place to make life less daunting. When parents and schools invest energy in them, children are more likely to get started on the path of complexity. Teens who experience flow most often typically come from families that are both more demanding and more supportive. That is, they are more complex. These young people spend more time with adults, have access to more books, but not necessarily to computers or other appliances, and come from schools that have a stronger school spirit.